This is the Midlife Mom Podcast, episode 54, Creating Your Dream Life in Midlife, part one. So I want to talk a little bit today in this podcast about the focus that I have in working with midlife moms, which is creating this dream life after the kids start leaving home. We all know as moms in midlife, we spend many, many years pouring our efforts and our souls into raising our kids. Things like hours and hours of preparing meals, feeding those babies, changing diapers, hugs, comforting them, driving around to appointments, activities, being able to teach them, guiding them, disciplining, adventures, talks, and just loving them. You kind of get the picture, right? You've done this for many, many years. And then life starts to change as they get older and they start leaving home. And we find that they need us less. We are still involved in their lives, but it's definitely starting to change. We find that they need us less. And actually, this is what we want. We want them to adult and be able to figure out how to be an adult and to manage life on their own. But obviously, we still want to be involved in their lives too. What does that mean for us midlife moms when these kids start leaving home? What do we do with our time? What do we invest our energies into? What do we do at this stage of life? I think that's a question that a lot of us oftentimes are asking ourselves. What are we going to be doing that will bring us fulfillment? We obviously hope to stay connected and involved in our children's lives, and they will also be creating their own lives. So, your kids are leaving home to create their dream life. My question is, why not create yours too? What does it mean when we hear the word dream? We hear that phrase sometimes of like, oh, go live your dream life. But it's like, what does that even mean? And I got curious about the definition of dream, and I went and looked it up. And some of the definitions of dream are ambition, hope, goals, design, a plan, a longing, an intention, a desire, and objective. So in order to create your dream life, you first have to know what you even want. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. As you start to, if you desire to create this, you have to figure out what it is. And so I'm going to encourage you to sit down and start doing some writing. Write down what you desire to create in midlife. Ask yourself questions like, what do you want midlife to look like? What do you want to be part of your life? Who do you want to be part of your life? What experiences do you want to have? Who do you want to be? Really dive in and explore this part of your life. As you ask yourself good questions, you will get good answers back. So this really could be some good work to sit down and do. I did this work with a coach a while back, and it was so, so helpful to work with a coach and to be able to have her help me see parts of my life that I wasn't getting that I wanted to be getting, but she just kind of helped me to explore it. And she did have me do this writing. So some things that I learned as I was writing about what I really wanted my life to look like, here's a couple of things that I found. I desired to have more flexibility in my days. I wanted to have more of a say in my work schedule. I wanted to be able to create time daily in the mornings to do things like working out, to have time in God's Word to read. I didn't want to be rushed in the mornings. As we all know, we do that for years and years and years when we have children, when we feel kind of the morning rush. And it's like, I don't want my mornings to be rushed anymore. I really like that time to be slow and just have it kind of be Lisa time. So that was something that I learned about myself. I also learned I really wanted to connect with my kids and my grandkids and to have experiences and connection with my husband. There were other things I discovered, these big dreams I had, and it was actually insightful to do this writing and to see, oh, this is what Lisa really wants. And I think that there may have been times that I didn't believe that was possible, that I could have those things or those experiences. It was just my mindset around it, which we'll talk about in another podcast. So as you do this writing, I encourage you to allow yourself to dream big. You may notice as you dream big that your brain, kind of like mine did, might tell you things like that's not possible, or you can't have that, or maybe there might be messages of that selfish. If you notice your brain giving you these negative messages, just acknowledge them. Maybe you can be a little curious about them. Not a problem that they're there. We just get to notice them. It doesn't mean anything. Just continue writing about what you desire. Also ask yourself, if you were creating this dream life, what might you be feeling? Be the experiences that you have in your body as far as body sensations and feelings that you would have if you created this dream life. As you start to discover these dreams, these are little baby dreams, and these dreams will need time to be nourished. They're going to need time to grow, and it's totally possible that they can grow. We don't have to know how at this point, how it's going to happen. Don't even let your mind go there. Just like start looking at it like, hey, asking yourself, what would it be like if this was possible? And that's what I encourage you to do as you do this, is just to kind of explore, if this was possible, what would that be like for me? What would I be feeling? So that's going to be the first part of this discovery, is just to understand what it is you really even want and get really clear about that. After you do this, then we'll move on to the next steps. But for this week, I encourage you to do this assignment. Well, okay, it's not an assignment, but if you want to sit down and write about this, I really encourage you to, because it will help you next week when we talk on the podcast about next steps of what to do once you've become clear about what you want. That's it for this week on the Midlife Mom Podcast. I will be back next week. If you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram. It's Midlife Mom Coach. And that's where you can find me on Instagram. And I will see you next week on the podcast.